Are you ready to live the all-in life? Then welcome to the All-In Podcast Show, sharing the defining moments of impact-driven entrepreneurs, industry pioneers, and transformative leaders as they showcase their defining moments and went all-in on their business and found true success. From the early steps in their journey to the moment they truly took their commitment to their life and business to another level, we'll give you the insight you need to go all in on your dream life. Now here's your host, Daniel Giordano.
All right, welcome everyone to the All In Podcast Show. I am excited to introduce a guest to you that just a powerhouse from my experience of just having a little bit of chat with him and getting to know him. And I'm looking forward to sharing your message. Hernan Cias is with us here live to experience what he's been able to do in business and the impact he's been having in the world. So I'm excited to share his message. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. You got one half of the business, bro.
Awesome. All right. So I just want to share a little bit about my experience with Hernan here before we jump into his story, because I think it's important to understand, like, you know, it's awesome when you connect with people that are of like mind, where, you know, you're out doing things in the world. You sometimes feel, especially as an entrepreneur, I'm sure you've experienced this, Hernan, where feel like you maybe operating alone, right? You know, the good thing mm-hmm. is you have a brother with this, you know, doing this with you, right? Right. So you have somebody by your side, but sometimes the entrepreneurial journey can be a little challenging, right? So I'd like to hear a little bit about your backstory of, like, you know, what led up, you know, a little about, you know, where you've come from and how you've gotten to where you're at today.
Oh, absolutely, man. So I started my first business out of necessity. When I was 20 years old, I bought my first house. It was around 2003. So for those of you in the real estate game, it was a super hot market. Like, you literally could fog a mirror and they would give you the mortgage. And that's, I think, what we did. We qualified as being alive and they gave us a mortgage. I was 20. My brother was 19. And he was working at Cox Communications installing high-speed internet. So that's how long back it was, right? The high-speed internet wasn't, it was new at that time. And so give a 20-year-old a house. What are we going to do? We're going to party every single day, right? And that's really what we did. It was the door was open. You just had to, you know, bring girls or bring booze or whatever. And that's it. That was the party life. And the downside of that is we kind of kept partying even when we were supposed to be working. And so James took his truck and he was driving it in a mud pit doing donuts, and he rolled his work truck. So naturally he got fired. So now we got these two kids that need to pay a mortgage, and he has a background in computers. So we decided, you know what? We're going to fix computers, dude. Well, you're going to fix computers. So we'd get up every morning with flyers. We'd go door to door, you know. This is how you know you're young. I would strap on my rollerblades. He put on his rollerblades, and we'd pick a neighborhood and we'd just, you know, roll around the neighborhood and put flyers out. And it was really simple. It was like, you know, PC Cruisers, we come to you, we'll fix your computer. Right. And it took off. We changed flyers to door hangers, and we added a little sticker that says, throw away the door hanger, put the sticker on your computer, and when it breaks, call us. And it worked. We went from, you know, having no jobs to, you know, two jobs, three jobs a day, four jobs a day. We hired a guy, hired another guy, opened a store. And I thought I was an awesome entrepreneur, right? I was like, dude, business is easy, simple. I didn't know anything about anything. My accounting system was simple. Money came in. I said, how much of that goes to the guys? Pay the guys. Is there any left over? Yes, it was a good day. Like, that was the extent. I never filed a tax return. I never filed any employee taxes. And James is very, a very emotional being. So one day his girlfriend breaks his heart. The next week, he lets me know that he has joined the Navy and I am dropping him off at the recruiting office. So, you talk about being alone for a while. Like, he's been around for a while, but he takes off and he joins the Navy. And so that's the beginning of an 8-year span where I don't have him around. And so I have this business that I know nothing about. I'm literally running something that's just spitting out cash flow, and I don't really know what I'm doing. So I go to shut it down. And as I go to shut it down, I realize, holy crap, I signed, you know, and we had incorporated because somebody told me to incorporate, but I didn't know how to operate like a corporation. So I go to get out of things, and I'm like, well, you personally signed for this, you know, 4-year lease. you're going to have to pay for, you know, the balance of whatever. You can't shut down your corporation until you file tax returns. I was like, what are those? And so, you know, you're doing that. Oh, you have employees. Here's the, you know, back taxes and penalties. Oh, by the way, you have marketing with Yellow Pages. By the way, for those of you who don't know, it's how we used to find things prior to Google. You know, you have marketing agreements with this company, marketing agreements with this company. And everything was under my personal name. I ended up going broke. Trying to shut that thing down. But in that process, I realized that, you know, I could go and I originally started working at Wells Fargo and I was making like $9 an hour at the time. And I went from making $9 an hour to having full control of my day and having a business that was paying me more money than I ever thought I could possibly have. I dropped out of college and I was like, that's it. I know what I'm doing. This business building is what I want to do. So as soon as my bankruptcy cleared and I was done, I the first thing I did was enroll in tax school. And I was like, who's Uncle Sam and why the hell is he taking all my money? I went back to school. I got my degree in accounting. Like, I wanted to know everything I possibly could about business going forward. And so the next 8 years while James was away in the Navy, that's what I did. I built up my education in business. I started teaching tax school. I ended up teaching tax school for one of my business partners he has a school here in California where they train and license insurance agents. And so one of the rules when you work at that school was you can get any license that they offer. So I got my real estate license. I got my insurance license, right? Any offer license that they had, I went and I educated myself at everything I possibly could that could make money. And I also built all these connections. So by the time James gets out of the Navy, this is 2013 now, way down the road, all of a sudden, like, I'm like, hey, what are you going to do with your life? He's like, I don't know. I was like, cool, come with me. You're getting your insurance license. I own an insurance agency now, and you're going to come work for me. And so, you know, we started on this path again. And my goal was when he gets out of the Navy, he's going to go to school and get use his GI Bill. And when that's done, I need to have a business that is fully cash flow, that has him fully supported, because I'm going to work him. He ditched me for 8 years. I'm going to work him like a dog. So in that process, that's when we ended up, doing a couple things. We bought a couple properties again. We ended up, we started our own agency here in San Diego, Pipeline Training and Servicing Department. And that's where we've been running since. And along the way, that's when the whole idea of this podcast came together. It's like, how do you get in front of more people and tell them what you do? So we're like, okay, well, this is a great idea. Let's try this. Well, I thought it was a great idea. He didn't. And now, 650 something episodes in, and over 475 interviews. Our network has grown tremendously. We feed referrals into our businesses every single day that we talk to people. And I've closed real estate transactions. I have an active real estate license, but I don't actively search for clients. I just kind of handpick a few here and there, and I send the other ones as referrals. And just this year, after doing the podcast for 2 years, in Q4 of last year, I said, okay, look, it's about time we start making money from the podcast itself. And so we started to implement a lot of the systems that we've put into place. So how we run our show, how we create our animations, how we create our logo design, how we create our content. And we just basically said, look, every single thing that we do here is a product that we can offer to other people who need to grow their digital presence. And so we've developed all that in Q4 and Q1 here in 2021. We're full speed ahead. And now every person that I talk to has, that is a possible sale, right? Is a possible somebody that I can work with, that I can help develop their brand, help them with their podcasting, help them create intros, outros, whatever it is that they need, because we've done the work. We've done those reps. And that's the quick 5 minute version of where I came to be.
Awesome. Right. So, I think, a lot of times that, on the entrepreneurial journey, where especially now more than ever, I believe that people with the amount of information that's out there, it's hard for people to decipher which direction or what tool, what thing should I be doing? Right. And, I've met thousands of people over the years that have that level of confusion. Was there ever a time where you just were like, what the heck do I do next? Or you just
every day of my life?
Going through that. Okay. Awesome.
Every day of my life. Awesome. I got invited to be the Southern California version of an entrepreneur documentary that's being filmed out of Kansas City. So they literally hooked me up. They sent over like a whole, GoPro kit and lights and all kinds of stuff. And it sounds really cool. And as I'm going through stuff, as I'm sharing with them what I do on a basis, I get this question asked a lot. They're like, well, what do you do though? Like, what is it that you do? And I've always had a hard time answering that question. Cause what do? I sit down with somebody, I figure out what it is that they need help with. And then I put them in that direction. If it's insurance, I own an insurance agency. If it's real estate, I either help them myself or I refer them to somebody else where I get a commission check. My background's in accounting and taxes. So I have a small tax practice that I don't advertise cause I don't really want to grow it yet, but you know, I can help them with their tax returns and, or life insurance. Like there's all these different things. And it really comes down to, you know, I consult. I'm in sales and marketing, and I could never say that because I was uncomfortable calling myself a sales professional, right, or a salesman. But the truth of the matter is that's what I do. I meet people and I identify what needs they have, and I connect them with people who can help fill that need, right? Sometimes it's me directly, oftentimes it's not. But that's the power of being able to talk to people, and podcasting allowed me to amplify that even further. And right. So, you know, it was just weird because, you know, are you a real estate agent? Well, yeah. Are you a tax preparer? Well, yeah. Are you insurance? Well, yeah. But none of those things is really what I am. I'm in sales. I'm in sales and marketing, and that's what I do.
Awesome. Okay. I love it. You know, cause it definitely helped. I believe it'll help clearly define some things for some people, because a lot of times, you know, I've been there as well, where it's like, what do I do? And it's like, yeah, I help people with, you know, generate qualified leads and create more sales, but there's so much more to it. Right. You know, mm-hmm. It's just like, it's, there's a much higher level that I think a lot of times we get caught in the weeds. So awesome. Yeah.
All the time, man. Like it's, and you know, the biggest thing is we are to other people what they need us to be. You know, I'm a father. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why isn't that the answer to the question when somebody says, hey, what do you do? I'm a great dad. Right. Or I'm a husband. Like I'm a great husband. I teach part-time high school in the morning. I'm a teacher. Like there's so many different labels that you put on yourself, and it's really, which one do you want to identify with the most, right? What is it that you wake up in the morning and this is the thing that you're absolutely thinking about, and everything else kind of goes second? And I'm not saying that, you know, a husband goes second or a father goes second. I'm not saying anything like that. It's just that, which one are you dedicating your time to every single day? Which one you're going to wake up and you're going to do something today? What is it that you're working on? Are you working on just the most pressing thing, or are you trying to make time for that thing that really grabs your attention? Because that's who you are. That's really who you are. When at the end of the day, wherever your mind goes, your energy flows, that's how you identify. And it doesn't mean that you're not any of those other things. It's just sometimes you got to really think about where you're spending your energy and your time, because that's who you are identifying as.
Right. Okay. And so I think, you know, for me, as I'm getting ready to ask this question, I'm thinking like, you've probably had multiple times of these moments, right? The all in moment, you know, when you say, okay, this is what I'm doing, you've shared some of that a bit, right? Okay. You know, when you went from real estate to, you know, creating the next business and then the next thing, right? So is there some process that you go through that you share with people around like, okay, this is where my mind's at. This is where my heart's at. This is what I want to do. But is there, you know, what would you classify that as of what, you know, where you're all in at, right? And when you make that decision that, you know, you're kind of on the right track and you're just plugging along.
Hey, you can go say, so the reality of it is I journal every day. Right. Mm-hmm. So every day I'm writing in my journal and I'm reflecting, I'm writing, you know, what went well today? What do I want to accomplish tomorrow? That's mm-hmm. mainly what I write about in my journal every single day. And so that helps me kind of fine tune in writing, what am I actually thinking about? You know, I can go back and read in, what was I thinking about every single day, so I can identify those things. And so, you know, as I was doing that last year, I'm really noticing that I'm spending so much time on this podcast space. I'm spending so much time thinking about it. How do I improve it? You know, what kind of products can I have to offer? And all these different things, that my all-in moment in 2020 was, I am a podcaster. I am in sales and marketing, and podcasting is my vehicle. Now, if I can build a team correctly, it will feed all my other businesses, right? Mm-hmm. You talk about lead generation and lead follow-up and closing and converging and, you know, playing, you know, clicking on ads or, you know, all that stuff, right? All of it, sales and marketing. So if I can do that efficiently, really, really well, and have a powerful team with me to help implement that strategy, then that powerful team can also help me implement it for not only my other businesses, but for other people. And so my all-in moment in 2020 was, that is my goal. I mean, I have three goals on my board over here. One of them is to goal number one is to have my sales and marketing team. Goal number two is to have 6,000 in revenue directly from the podcast this year, every single month. And then the last one is to buy the wife the Tesla, because that's what she wants this year, right? Okay. So those are three simple goals. So if I can, everything that I do on a daily basis, is it working towards one of those three goals? And if it's not, then it's not that it's not important, but it's not part of what I'm thinking about every single day. You can only really do one thing, right? One thing at a time. You can't watch TV and do your work at the same time. It's not going to work. You're not going to end up doing it. You'll do bits and pieces, but you're not going to get everything out of the show, and you're not going to get everything out of your work. You have to pick one and focus, right? That's just how it works. Follow one course until successful. That's focus. And so if you can do that, if you can focus your attention on that, and I think most of the times I had a scatterbrained idea because I have an opportunity to make money, right? So I have an opportunity to make money in insurance. So what happens is my shift in focus goes over there to make that quick buck. I have a quick opportunity to make real estate money. Okay, so my opportunity and my shift in focus goes over there. But I always come back to that one that I am passionate about, and I'm not dedicating as much time as I know I should. So right. That's my all-in moment. That's where I realized I'm like, this is where I'm going to go all in. This is what's going to focus where I need to focus my attention on. Cause if I win here, everything else wins.
Right. Okay. So as you're sharing this, I know you shared in the beginning a little bit about your down cycle, right? Of, you know, when you went through some rough times, right? But also as you've continued to have success in different areas, right? In different businesses that you have, I think this, to me, I always find this amusing because for some reason, I think a lot of people have the perspective that, you know, when you're successful in business, they see you as arrived, right? But they don't see the,
yeah.
the roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
So I'd like to hear a little bit, like, even though you've had these, you know, obviously every business has its own unique thing, but like, you know, have there been defining moments of like, okay, we're in a rough patch right now, and what you would do to get yourself out of it?
Yeah. So I'm broke right now. Right. Uh-huh. This is what I always, and here's the funny thing about that whole mentality, right? In my personal life, I'm comfortable. I don't really worry about where my paycheck's going to go or my mortgage is going to be. That's my personal life. But my business is almost always broke. And mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that I don't have cash come in and cash go out. It's just that when we reach a certain amount of capital, we're like, what's the next thing that we're going to invest in? What's the next thing that we're going to do? And so when we take that risk, that's part of that all-in process, right? When you decide you're going to go on an opportunity or an adventure, or you're going to try something out in your business, there is no guarantee of success,
right?
And almost everything that you try costs money. Sometimes it costs a couple $100 to try something. Sometimes it's a couple $1,000s to try something. And you just don't know what the outcome is going to be. And so one thing that I've learned to realize is try to separate the two, right? In my personal life, I'm comfortable with my budget. We're comfortable where we are. Everything's good in that sense. There's the savings, there's growth, you know, there's good things happening on that side. But in my business, my business is always broke. I'm always trying to figure out, how am I going to pay these next bills? How am I going to make sure that, you know, everything happens here? How do I take that money and invest it on something else? Right now it's in developing people, right? So I'm trying to look for the right team members in the right positions to help grow a company. Well, every time you bring on a team member, that's thousands of dollars a month in payroll expense. And that's assuming you keep that person. Right. Then all of a sudden what happens? That person wasn't a good fit. Maybe it was culture. Maybe they didn't want to work with you. Maybe they left because they didn't like you. Right. And that's money gone. And so, you know, you're always broke, always, always broke in your business. And when you're looking at your bottom line, this is why entrepreneurs always look at their P&Ls all the time, right? This is why they look at their statement of cash flows, because they need to make sure that their operating expenses are covered. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that they have liquid cash sitting there for a long period of time, unless they're going to dedicate it to something else. And then when they do, boom, they're broke again, and they're banking everything they can on that next risk that they're taking. And that's the peaks and valleys of being an entrepreneur. When it pays off nice, right? It's really good, but you're going to fail like 5 or 6 or 7 times in the different investments until the one pays off. And that's what I don't think, you know, people quite understand about the entrepreneurial space. I don't look at money the same way as other people that are not in the entrepreneurial space do. My wife's funny because she makes fun of me because I hoard money. Like, I collect it like trading cards, right? Okay. One of the things I do is I don't spend $10 bills. So anytime I, I deal in cash and I get a $10 bill, it goes in a shoebox. I just stack the $10 bills because I think it's fun. I think it's cool, whatever. But when it comes to money, I don't treat it the same. It's just a tool to get to that next thing, right? So I stack it up really quick. I make what I need to take that next leap. And then I go and take the leap. And if it goes away, oh, well, I can replenish that. I can make more money. I can go out and make more sales. I can go out and do whatever I need to do. But not being afraid to risk it, that's a skill that you develop over time, because most people are not naturally born that way, right? We're taught in school to get a good job, right? To get good grades, to go to college, to get a good job so that you have safe, secure income. Well, that is not an entrepreneur's path at all, right? For us, it's like, you need to work your ass off just to get the money. And then, by the way, when you get it, you need to go and spend it again, because otherwise you're going to be stagnant. And that's a whole different mentality. But it really shows you, you know, when you talk about going all in, where are you putting your dollars? Where are you taking those huge risks? Because again, that's where your focus is.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. So I think, you know, it's great sharing that with people, because a lot of times, you know, it's like, it always just reminds me of one client I had with a year of running ads, and the conversion rate was off the charts. They were crushing it. And they made a comment to me about, like, how do we get the cost per lead down, you know, even more? Right. And I just looked at him and I was like, you just went like from here to adding $250,000 in 1 month. Right. Yeah. I already got your cost per lead down. I'll spend, you know, way more than that to acquire a customer. Right. Simply because it's very clear for me that, like, that's what, you know, you need to do to constantly reinvest, right, in your business. Right. And some months you're going to have amazing months. Some months are going to be, you know, in the toilet. Right. And you're going to figure it out, you know, and figure out how to get it back on track. And that's part of the journey. Right. So I think it's, you know, it's awesome that you're aware of that and you look at it from different perspectives, right? That's 99% of the battle is being aware of it. And then the next part would be like, okay, you know, what are you going to do about it? Right. You know,
with yeah.
And the right team and the right things around you, right, to support you. So I think, you know, a couple things I always like to hear, you know, so what's your like life vision at this point in your life, you know, what is it that you're really after?
So we've always been after the same goal. It's been $30,000 a month in passive income. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's always been, it's not money we earn. It's money that comes in after we've already earned it. Mm-hmm. I'm nowhere near that. Well, I'm on like 10% of the way there when it comes mm-hmm. to the passive part. And the more I thought about it, and the more I've been, it's been almost 20 years going after a goal like that, right? And I try different things, and I meet different people, and they're doing different ways, and I look at the success that other people have, and I come to realize more and more, I want when I pass away that 10,000 people show up to my funeral because I've made that kind of impact in their life, right? I don't actually need James did this activity once. And for like 3 or 4 months, he's like, he literally spent $30,000 a month, not actually paid it, but kept the spreadsheet and forced himself to spend that kind of money every single month. Mm-hmm. And the first month is cool, 'cause you buy all the widgets and cool stuff that you want. Right. Second month, you're like, okay, well, I already have all these things. And third month, you're like, okay, well, now what? Mm-hmm. Right. And you start to really realize that, you know, the material things you want are going to come and go. Yes, it's awesome. Yes, it's cool. Yes, it's fun to have those things. It really does feel great. But there's only so many that you're going to go after. And then after that, there's more to life. Right. And we're big movie buffs. And, you know, Forrest Gump has a great line in that movie. You know, there's only so much money a man needs. And after that, it's just for showing off. And so, you know, being able to have that impact, for me, it's like, I'm comfortable. And now I want to be able to say, okay, I want to show you how you can get to this level too. Right. One of the reasons why I teach part-time, I teach a course called Financial Algebra to high school seniors. I teach them how to, you know, balance their checkbooks and buy a house and take a different perspective, an entrepreneurial perspective, in their journey, that college is not the only route for you. There's other opportunities out there. And so why do I like doing that? Because I love those aha moments, right? When somebody has that ding, the little bell goes off or lightning strikes their brain. Those are the most powerful moments to me in life, because what I've gone through has now been shifted in not just a lesson, but in wisdom, right? Like if that light really goes off in somebody else's mind, you've shown them something. The reason why it's called the light is because that section of their life was dark. And now you've illuminated it. And whether they take advantage of it or not, the fact that it exists in their life is a huge impact to them and maybe their future. You don't know. That person might go out and cure cancer or, you know, be the next Bill Gates. You have no idea. Mm-hmm. But you've been able to plant a seed in somebody's life, otherwise cultivated that ground at all. And so, you know, going forward, that's how I see my connection with people now. It's like, I have so many, you want to talk about real estate, you want to talk about taxes, you want to talk about life insurance, you want to talk about all these different things. I can talk to you about that just to show you that there's other opportunities. So when I die, like my mom, for example, my mom runs a food bank in LA. Like she feeds, you know, 400 plus families a week. When she dies, I always tell, you know, I joke about it, but it's the truth. I better have a nice budget because there's going to be so many people that show up because of the lives that she's in. It's not from monetary gains, right? I mean, my mom is not the richest person in the world, super broke, right? But it doesn't matter. She's found a way to impact lives, and that's meaningful for her. I found a way to impact lives that's meaningful for me. And so that's really where I'm shooting for at this point in my career. I'm still going after that 30,000 because I know the more people I help, the more money's going to come my way. Right. But it's just a different point of view now. Now it's like, I'm not like we talked about earlier. Now I'm not selling you. I'm just showing you that there's different opportunities. And if you're enlightened and you want to go in that opportunity in that direction, I can point you in that direction, whether it's with us or somebody else, but I can show you that there's a different opportunity.
Right. Yeah. And that's awesome. And I think like even something you said there stood out to me around your mother saying, you know, she's broke in a certain sense. But I also think like, I don't look, you know, for me personally, I just don't look at that perspective. Like she's looking at it from the perspective of like, she's rich and wealthy in fulfillment and love and compassion and, you know, all the things that drive her. Right.
Yes.
Some people just are not driven by money. They're driven by cause. Right.
Absolutely.
When you can fuel the two together, like what you're doing is like, how can I have an impact, reach this personal goal that I have for me and my business, right? It just, you know, creates this perfect opportunity because you're doing it for the right reasons, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we all give back in our own way. Like I know I'm not the type of person who's going to go run a food bank. That is not me.
Right.
But I definitely will be the type of person who finds sponsors or who finds funding for that food bank, right? That's where I can give back. And, you know, it doesn't matter how people give back. They'll find their way and praise them for it. That's their way.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So if there was one thing that you would share with people, right, that could help them take the next step on their journey, wherever they're at listening to this today, you know, what would that be?
Take action. Like, it doesn't matter what you want to do. And even if you don't know what you want to do, take action. The act of doing something will help you realize whether it's something for you or something that you want to change in your life, right? You have to take that first step. There's so many, my Instagram post today was about, it doesn't matter what you say. What you learned is worthless. It's about taking action. Right. The action part is everything. You can spend your life in school forever and get multiple degrees in all kinds of things. But the moment you die, you've consumed all this content in your mind and it's never going to do anything. But if you take action with what you learned, you're going to make an impact. The cool thing about when you take action is you get a result. It may not be the result you want. Right? It may not be the result you intended, but you get a result. And once you have the result, you can improve upon that. When you have something that's measurable, you can improve upon that. You can get better. You can grow it. You can shrink it. You can do whatever you want, but you have to have a result. Without taking action, it becomes a dream, right? A dream is nothing but a goal without an action plan. That's all it is. Right. So every single one of us can achieve multiple levels of success. There's no such thing as a genius. You're just learning things along the way. That's not true. There is such thing as genius, but far and few between. That's like winning the lottery.
Right.
So you can't count on that, but you become really good at something. You don't have to be an expert at everything. Just be really good at one thing. If you get really good at one thing, you will make a good living off that one thing. Plus you'll be happy. Right. Then that's the key to life, is don't chase the dollars, chase that passion of what you like to do. I mean, if you're a surfer, for example, you can probably find sponsorship and you probably won't live the most lavish life as a surfer, but you wake up every day doing what you want to do. And isn't that what life's all about anyways?
Right. Awesome. Right. Love it. Right. So let's start to wrap up with, I'd like to know what you have for people to go to find out more about you, for those that want to, you know, find out more about you, listen to your show and be able to continue the journey with you.
Absolutely. So our social media handle is @businessbrospod. And you can find that every single place, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, wherever, @businessbrospod. And I'd like to sit down and talk to you about creating some content. So you go to businessbros.biz/doneforyou and we can create content for you so that you have it ready to go every single day of the month. Because like I said earlier in the interview, right, your start off is invisible. You need to become visible, keep posting every single day, bringing value so you become credible, and then you can work your way to profitable. So we want to help you get there. Go to businessbros.biz/doneforyou.
Awesome. Love it. Well, thank you for taking the time today, Hernan. I really appreciate you and your wisdom and insights to be able to share with people. And the fact that you're here just shows that you're a heart-centered entrepreneur that wants to make a difference in the world. So I'm just really fired up to continue the journey with you.
All right, Daniel. Thank you for having me.
All right, brother. That was awesome.
We want to thank you for being all in with us on today's episode of the All In Podcast Show. For more information and resources based on today's discussion, as well as ways to connect to our guests, head to allinpodcast.com. That's available exclusively on allinpodcast.com.